It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Our next guest on our Newsmaker Hotline is Kerry Telosco, Vice President of Policy for the American Constitutional Rights Union and its Protect Military Votes Project. She's also a proud Army mom, and she's back on the program again. Kerry, welcome back.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing just fine. Listen,
well, thanks.
There's a lot about the military in the news right now and absentee ballots, and I wanted to get somebody on that knows about both. And you wrote a piece recently, Military Jobs Are Hard, Military Voting Is Not, The Time Is Now. And I was really shocked to read in your piece, 1.3 million men and women serving in our armed forces, 340,000 posted abroad. But you say in 2018, less than two-thirds of our military registered to vote, and the votes cast roughly half that of the civilian vote. Why is that?
I think that sometimes our military men and women, for one thing, they're very busy.
Right.
But for another thing, I think they think it's hard, which is why I titled the piece the way I did. It's actually easy. The federal government has set up a website for them, so anyone in the military, both in a U.S. post and abroad, can click on this link. It takes them, it says, what state are you from? You click on your state. It lets you register to vote and request an absentee ballot all at the same time. And it's really super simple. And I think sometimes the anticipation of it is less complicated than the actual doing of it. And I really do think that that's part of the problem. And one of my son's military spouses said to me that she had heard, and she knew it was incorrect, but she had heard that military votes, because they're only absentee, are only counted as provisional ballots, which is absolutely not true. So that's, I think, a rumor that circulates within the armed forces sometimes, and that's another rumor that we're really trying to dissipate.
Kerry, my son has just finished processing out after serving 8 years in the military. And he won't discuss politics, at least while he was in, with anybody. That's kind of part of the culture. I wonder if that plays into the number of people in the military, men and women, who don't vote because they feel somehow it would be against the military ethic to be involved in politics on either side.
Well, you know, that's a really good point. I would say, and my son is a, you know, constitutional conservative, but he's a little bit hesitant to vote about, talk about actual politics with his colleagues. But I would hope that in their minds, and we encourage them that way, even if you feel a certain way in your work environment as a military member, don't let that transfer into your voting habit. My son made a really good point. He said that, you know, when you work in a job, you see your boss, you talk to your boss, you interact with your boss, you like your boss, you don't like your boss. When you're in the military, you very rarely meet your boss. The only opportunity you ever have to comment on your boss, who would be the commander-in-chief, is to vote for him or her. And you need to make sure that that person you're voting for has your interest at heart. And so there has been much in the news of late of our current commander-in-chief being denigrated for his treatment of the military. And so then you have to ask yourself, okay, so the people running for office understand the personal relationship that our armed forces member have with the president, and this is a political strategy. So, you know, you kind of got to do your homework, but at the end of the day, you just, if you're in the military, everybody's vote matters. I'm a little biased. I think that when you're in the armed forces, there's a special little incentive there for you to vote.
Hey, you also point out in your piece, it's excellent, by the way, military jobs are hard, military voting is not, the time is now, that it is believed that the vote of the soldier may have saved the Lincoln presidency. And you also point out in your piece that there have been some hijinks and funny business going on with manipulating military votes in the past as well.
Absolutely. Basically, the military votes go to the Republican candidate. In 2016, we had 61% of veterans and about 55% of active duty. So that'll tell you something right there.
Mm-hmm.
President Lincoln decided that because of the situation he was in 1864, he really needed the military vote. And that was the first time that the military was allowed to absentee vote. And, you know, you point out that we're having debates here in this country about how we're going to vote. Well, they don't have a choice. They have to vote absentee, whether they're in the United States post or in an overseas post. And in Broward County, which American Constitutional Rights sued for their bad management of their voter rolls, in 2016 it was reported by more than one campaign staffer that the election officials were filling in military votes. Their excuse was, oh, they came over the fax machine, and so we're just transferring them to a piece of paper that we can count. So, yeah. If you believe that, raise your hand, okay? So, you know, it's a challenge, and one of the things, so on our protectmilitaryvotes.org website, we have a resource section there that has a link that takes military and spouses, who are really important, kind of the forgotten heroes sometimes. CheckMilitaryVotes.org will take them right to a link where they can register and request their ballot. And states have there's a federal law that says states have to send an absentee ballot to a soldier within 45 days of election. That magical date is coming up very quickly. It's roughly September 16th. And we just feel like we need to encourage all our military to request their ballots now, because the sooner it gets there, the more likely it's going to be not mishandled. Let's put it that way.
That's a great point. Thanks for being with us. Sure appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
That's Carrie Telosco. Again, she's the American Constitutional Civil Rights Union, so vice president of that organization, and a proud military mom.